Travis. Megan's got something fucking awesome to plug.
Yes.
Yeah. The book I contributed to for Shout Your Abortion is out.
Woo!
Yay.
It's really cool. And it's like a proper book, which I was very excited about. I don't know what I expected. Because they wanted me in it. So I was like, oh, it's probably
expecting a photocopy.
It's written on toilet paper. I don't know. Maybe. Yes. I think I just expected like a zine.
So where can you find
it? But it's not a zine. You can go online to shoutyourabortion.com and you can get it there. I think you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon, but I think you should go get it from their website.
Yeah. And there are other, I saw other, like, besides you, obviously, I mean, you should just buy it for you, but there are other awesome people who contributed.
There's loads of awesome people in it. It's a bunch of short essays, essentially. It's like a bunch of women telling their own experience and story about their abortion. So it's really cool because there's a bunch of different women, like different walks of life and ages, like women who already had kids, women who didn't have kids, women who have kids now. It's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They're all really, really cool. They're cool stories and you should get it. And it's like $25.
Awesome.
Yeah, get it. And it's holiday time, so it's a great present.
Exactly. I'm getting it for my mother-in-law.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you guys, you know what is also a great present?
What?
Fucking Jam-O-Lambs. Remember, we still do Jam-O-Lambs. Jam-O-Lambs are still a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jam-O-Lambs are also good.
People seem like
they've
forgotten about the Jam-O-Lambs. I know we've been doing ads.
Right. We're running ads.
And, but, you know, we're still building the ads. But we're not seeing that sweet ad.
I know. But the problem is that, like, we're so cool that we just, like, talk to you guys anyway. And so I think we feel like we've given that away.
Yeah, well, guess what? We're not going to do that anymore. You have to pay for our friendship.
Yeah, goddammit.
You have to prove that you bought the book I'm in and a bunch of other cool ladies, and then you have to pay Wendy and me so we say hi to you.
Yeah, that's all changing, except unless we already have a phone number. And if you have, you're one of the 15 people that have mine or Megan's home address. We're still friends. Please don't come up and be mad.
Yeah. You don't have to pay.
Right.
And also, you can promote your shit.
Yeah,
it's a good cheap way to, like, if you do freelance, whatever. Plug your fucking podcast, whatever. Just whatever.
Yes, we want to run ads for other people's podcasts.
Oh my god, I would love to. We already do.
For your podcast. Yeah. You got shows?
Yeah. Oh, are we doing plug? Yeah. Let's do all the plugs. Let's see. Go to my Patreon. The person I thought was here's an update. It is that person. They haven't owned up to it because I put a post on my Patreon where I was like, hey, I know it's one of you people, so please stop. And I was like visibly shaken and I looked like extra anxious because I was still like, I still had all that weight loss from being sick and the anxiety.
Yeah.
And then I also, so I told that along with a story, and it was fitting because it's about women being fucking harassed. But a story that a girl sent me, and she was like, you know, I have uplifting stories on there. Like, and this is something that she's never told. She's told two people and they basically told her to fuck off. But so that joined with a story from a girl who was repeatedly raped by a family member through her childhood. And then was basically like threatened to be kicked out of the house unless she like said she made up a lie. So that's a fun story that also, anyway, so I put that on my Patreon and was like, basically, please stop harassing me. It was nerve wracking. The person that I think it is emailed me through their own account. Didn't say but they emailed me and they were like, hey, so apparently my attempts to contact you have had a negative effect. And I want to be like,
shut up.
I know. And this person will not own up to it. And thanks to everybody who has been like screenshotting and doing research on the phone numbers. I appreciate that. And so I have that. So I have like proof of who's doing this. And it is the person that we thought it was.
Has
Megan.
He stopped?
Kind of. As of yesterday.
Have they stopped? Maybe it's a lady. It's not. Yeah. Of course it's a man.
It's a man. Kind of. Yesterday I got maybe two or three emails that I did not respond to that just kept saying, oh, I guess we're done. And then a long list of reasons why we shouldn't be done. And then I didn't respond. And then another email just being, you know,
Have you gotten more texts or no more texts?
Oh, no, I blocked him on my phone.
Okay, good.
And then that threw him for a I blocked him on my phone and that threw him for a loop.
I bet.
Yeah.
And I was like blocked. And then I was showing Steven. Oh, no, I was getting like four emails a day minimum. And then I got flowers and fucking insane. So I still might get shot, you guys. So stay tuned.
So we're all going to look out for Wendy.
Anyway, go on my Patreon. I have that where I tell stories. And who knows? I might get live murdered on the Patreon because I recorded
So, yeah, that's a reason to join right there.
Right.
And you then can see a death.
Yeah, you can see a live death. And then, yeah, it'll be the only live living death. Does that make, that's, fuck. See?
Wow.
So that's marketable. And then Glamour Puss is December 1st at Zinc Bar. It's with me and Christine Hutchinson. And it's going to be really, the lineup's already booked and it's going to be a really great show. So get tickets to that. And then I might get murdered there too. You don't know.
Yeah, that's just follow Wendy because she'll get murdered anywhere.
Yeah.
If anyone could do it, it's Wendy.
Yeah. If anyone can be the star of a live murder.
You guys are great.
Wait, what's the show? Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
Real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. I was very worried. I'm like, okay, I know they took out your tooth, but did they accidentally remove your entire voice box?
They did. It took longer than expected because of that. I asked him one question. He was like, oh, no, thank you. And they just took my voice out.
How are you feeling?
I feel weird.
In what way? So how did
not bad.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Are you on the post-tooth dopes? Like what they give you for the chill out meds?
No, they gave me nothing.
Oh, what? Really?
What?
They gave me nothing.
Wait, so the big question. Okay. Number one, how many did you have out?
Only one, and it wasn't impacted. So that's the thing. Everyone like freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's basically he just pulled a tooth. Okay. But it was gnarly because now I have a stupid, weird, small mouth. So it took like way longer than he thought. And he was like shaking, now, trying to pull it out.
Did they knock you out or did you just get the Novocaine?
No, I just got Novocaine.
Oh, okay.
That was the most upsetting part.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So what's with your mouth? Your mouth is like...
I have a tiny mouth.
We should, okay, proper host. We're in the show now, right? This is Jammers. Oh,
it's Jammers.
Yeah.
This is going to be a 10-minute episode because I got a tooth pulled.
Teeth.
Yeah. And also, Megan and I are just actually, I know people are like, I wish we could just hang out with you guys. Do you really? Because you just got to taste it. We're like, so did you get drugs? Why is your mouth so small?
Yeah. By the way, this is terrible because this is going to be an unfunny episode because it feels real weird if I laugh or smile.
Hey,
so,
every episode is comedy. A funny episode. If last week's episode was funny, this is hilarious.
No, we'll just add laugh tracks.
Yeah, we'll add laughter in. Yeah. There we go. Perfect. I yelled at Preston last night because he said something that made me laugh. And I was like, no. See, I can't. I'm trying. I'm not even looking at my face because it probably looks so
weird. You realize this is like crack for Wendy. It's like, oh, no, it hurts when I laugh. And I can fear Wendy's like lady balls getting bigger. Like, well, oh, bitch.
Oh, I'll just hang up.
Yeah. That's how we'll know. Instead of where most people are like, most podcasts, they'll hear a laugh track. You just hear click and then there's a restart.
Megan disappears.
Exactly.
We'll just get that Mexican radio from last week's episode and we can just plug that in.
I wish we had that every episode. Sorry. I've been sleeping too much and now I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Because I can't do anything fun. I can't spit. I can't smoke.
Oh, man.
I can't use a straw.
Wait a minute.
You know, all the classic fun stuff.
You know, all those fun things like spitting and using straw.
I can't spit out of a straw. I can't do spitballs. I just have to sit in math class and learn.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's the worst. Don't get your teeth pulled.
How often do you spit?
Yeah.
Never. No, I'm just saying that was just on the list of things I can't do.
And so now that's...
Well, you know when you spit? When you fucking brush your teeth, that's the time you spit every day.
Yeah.
And you don't think about it. And it's weird. I just like dribbled like a baby.
One of the most famous like, things.
Swish water around and let it fall out of my mouth because I'm so fucking scared of getting dry socket.
Yeah. Well, and one of the most famous things that I learned from guys we fucked is from Corinne is that like, don't suck dick when you have your wisdom teeth pulled because you will get dry sockets.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's, I told Preston that this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to put your dick in my mouth.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me and I was like, because I can't.
Yeah. I want to do all the things that it says I can't do. I've never wanted to spit or suck a dick in my life. And all of a sudden,
that's all I want to do.
That's all I want to do.
That's not true. That's not true. I love doing both those things during different points of my life.
Right. And not necessarily in that order.
No. Same time.
Right.
I'll let you pick the order.
Spitting on a dick. Thomas the other day was, we're talking about spit and dick. We'll get back to Megan's teeth. Do you spit on Preston's dick?
No.
I know it's like a porn move and like.
Yeah, it's like spitting on a pussy. It's spatting on a pussy.
I've found that this is a very mixed reaction move in my single life.
In real life.
Yeah.
Where they spat. Because that's what it is. It's like, it's not spitting. You're but like it's also, spatting yeah, there, on it. It's there, disgusting.
There are practical applications for it. I mean, like there is, you know, there's a practicality behind it.
Totally. But the thing is, it started because like grossos in porn in like the 70s and 80s did it to women.
Yeah.
And then idiots watch that and they're like, yeah, that's a thing. And now it's just like all the time.
It does not feel good. It has the same, you know, like when you spray a cat with water.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
The sound. The sound is like, ugh. I don't know.
I gotta admit, I've had some partners ask for it.
Yeah,
because they watch too much porn.
Maybe. Right.
And because they don't want your face next to their cunt. They're like, okay, how can we get this done with the least amount of contact?
God damn it. But does that make it wrong? You know, if
I'm laughing, but it's just silent. I don't want people to think that I'm not laughing at Wendy making fun of Steven. It just hurts to do so.
Well, if it hurts when you laugh, but it doesn't hurt when you yell, how about instead of laughing, you just yell, God damn it.
I can't yell either. It's weird.
Aww.
I know. I can't do all my favorite things. Spit, yell. Laugh at Steven.
Spit at me through a straw.
Spit on Preston's dick through a straw.
That would be a fucking move.
Shooting spitballs at it. You could make a little target on it.
Yeah. Oh, do you guys use lube? How adorable.
Yeah.
I got a yeast infection from all this paper.
Oh.
Gross.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Yeah. What?
I make one Wendy joke and I get the.
Why is that a Wendy joke? First of all.
Because it's a Wendy joke.
It wasn't a pun.
Okay.
Yeah, true. And it was bad, so it wasn't a Wendy joke.
All right, I'll take that.
Plus, you don't get yeast infection from paper.
I know. Okay. Look, I didn't say it was smart. All right, fine. It was bad.
I got a half a notebook on my cunt right now, and I feel fine. That's where I keep my notes.
That's where she keeps her notes, yeah.
In my pussy.
Because no one will take them.
Right. That's the only way my jokes are secure. Plus, they stay warm. And then the smell is so rancid that I'm not constantly looking at my notes while I'm on stage.
Yeah. And also she needs warm notes.
Right.
Everyone knows warm notes are the best notes, apparently, right. Is what I just gleaned from what Wendy just said.
I like a warm, damp set.
God.
See?
So have you had your wisdom teeth out?
Stop trying to segue. We're talking about you spitting on pussies and how it's gross.
God damn it.
It is gross.
I just want to say that the spitting on the dick thing, I did it the other day and I felt like how you described, because Thomas was like, cause it was like, he was like, spit on my cock. And I was like, okay. Cause sometimes he just,
if you say it in the right way, it's all of a
and I was like, this will
idea.
Be fun. And then it was like, I felt gross. Cause I was like, I didn't have enough spit. And I was like, my first urge was to like,
just
do
weird.
A loogie.
Oh,
God.
And then I'm like, no, that's not good.
That just made my stomach turn.
You just go with a big, like, snot
inhale. I was like, I thought about it and I'm like, what should I? And then I did what you described, how you rinsed your mouth out, where I just kind of opened my mouth and just like,
and just dribbled out saliva.
I hope you made that sound.
Yeah, I was like, and then I just like, can I just suck it?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's such
so
a
weird.
And then the aim is off because the first time I tried, I got a good one to spit. And I was like, here it goes. And he has a big dick, but I just was like, my aim was off because I'm not like a professional spitter. I'm not Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic.
Wait, there was professional spitting
God
in that
damn
movie?
It.
What are you talking about?
Well, if you're Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, they spit off the... I watched that at the gym the other day, and I cried and cried and cried the whole time I did cardio. I love that movie.
I've never watched that movie.
Oh, I would have loved to have walked by you. They're going to kick you. They're going to be like, this insane homeless woman is always here.
Just watching TV and crying. She's not even exercising. Yeah,
she's gained weight, I think, right, since she's joined this gym. She sits there with a bag of popcorn.
A box of tissues. She's either crying or she's on the phone with somebody called Megan. We think it's fake.
Oh, it's definitely fake. Oh.
But yeah.
And yawning feels weird.
Yeah. Well, so what's like... okay, so
everything feels weird. It doesn't hurt. Everything just feels weird.
So yes, I've had my wisdom teeth taken out, and we'll talk about that in a second. So what happened with your? So you went. So Megan went, and we talked before, and you were like super nervous. So
I cried Tuesday morning.
Did you really?
In bed with Preston. Like, well, you know when like one thing happens, and it's just like a build, like loads of other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Have it's been the happening, breaking point. And then what? And then you, and then you just like, it's all coming out for. So I was like sobbing Tuesday morning.
Aww.
Like couldn't like like it was bad. And Preston was just looking at me like
what's going on? I don't know how to deal with this.
Stupid. Yeah, so I cried a whole bunch.
And is that just like a build up? Because this was like, it's one of these things where it's like one of your few days off, and instead of getting to relax, you have to go do something.
Well, yeah.
Get your tooth pulled out.
But it was like a buildup of loads of stuff. And also I was really nervous about it because I've never, which is crazy because I've had gum surgery, which is way gnarlier.
What?
Like root canal?
No, like what? I had receded gums. So they took zombie skin and like attached it. Hmm. And then I had another one where they didn't do the zombie skin and I was awake the whole time and they just shave skin off the roof of your mouth.
What the fuck?
So like I did that awake and that was fucking gnarly.
How old were you when they did that?
23.
Wait, so it's receding gums, and so they shaved some off the top and took it off the bottom, or
they shave it off the roof of your mouth and then like stitch it. It's like a serious oral surgery.
Yeah.
It's very common. Hmm. My dad had it. Like it's genetic, but also I'm sure like smoking meth didn't help. But
oh yeah.
Yeah.
But like my dad had to get it too. So it's just
Just and like in addition to the new meth commercials, you're just like laying in the tennis chair getting your roof of your mouth shaved. Ooh, yeah. Meth.
Yeah, but hey, I didn't lose any teeth until Tuesday. So
is this the first tooth you've had pulled?
Me one, meth zero. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's why I was freaked out. I talked to you because you have.
Yeah.
Cause that's basically it wasn't impacted. So you didn't have to like go in and like break it up.
Right.
Cause that's what people usually have to do. Mm-hmm. Like mine was coming through my gum. Like it was coming in. It wasn't really even, it was annoying. None of this has been painful. It's just been annoying. Like when I was in New York, I told Wendy, talking, it just felt like I had like a piece of bread stuck behind my molar.
Yeah.
Like rubbing against my cheek every time I talk. So it was just annoying.
I had a real sketchy wisdom tooth sitch. But.
Because you have to get those pulled, right?
Yeah, you've got to get them pulled. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse if you get them pulled.
Well, you don't have to.
But it's really going to hurt like, if they're annoying. Not,
my friend has all four in her mouth.
You can have them and like live with them. And sometimes
she has an IQ of 3,000.
Yeah,
get
exactly.
It?
That have come through. Yes, we all got it, Wendy. Ask if we got it another time. Maybe we'll get it harder.
I know. I was making fun of me saying get it. And then I was like, well, now do you get that? Do you get that I'm making fun of get it?
Oh, God, I hate it so much. So that's, I think you just need a big enough mouth. Like if you have a big enough mouth, you can just have all of them.
That doesn't sound like science to me.
No, it doesn't. But my friend, all four came into her, like they erupted like and they're face. Just back there. She just has an extra molar on each side.
And there's
just fine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like it can.
Callers,
I mean,
call
people
in.
Had wisdom teeth doctors. Forever and like seemed to do okay. It's just if they get impacted.
Yeah. And I guess
it's painful.
They crowd they can crowd the other teeth.
Right.
They'll fuck up. I think the biggest problem is they just fuck up your teeth. Like they squished your teeth together. So you have British teeth.
Yeah.
Hmm.
British
teeth. I can't do an accent right now.
No.
I can't do it.
Oh man. Another thing down
here. I'm going to take weed. This is what I got. I got this. Look
what
at
is this.
This.
Is that a weed that is a weed dropper?
It's CBD oil.
Yeah. It's 2-to-1 CBD to THC. So only gets you kind of high. And I have to work tonight. So I'm just going to take a couple.
Drugs. Do it. Yes.
Weird. Not talk like this for a minute.
Wait,
you have to hold it under your tongue.
Oh, it's
for
like
a minute.
Oh, the CBD oil is like a bong hit that you have to hold while it takes effect.
Yeah, under your tongue.
I'm so glad we're doing this live on air.
Yeah, no,
me too.
Yeah, no, this is good. See, this is a tip. So you don't just swallow the CBD oil, you fucking hippies.
Got to soak into your face.
Yeah, hold it underneath your tongue, and then you do a podcast where you have to talk like this.
Right. Hold it under your tongue. So when you're taking CBD oil, pretend like you just took a load to the mouth.
Yep.
But you want the person to love you, so you're pretending that you swallowed it, and then you quick run to the bathroom.
Yeah, because it definitely sounds like there's nothing in my mouth right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just love you so much. That I can't.
Oh,
I just
no.
want to. I want your cum to absorb in the membrane of my tongue,
and that will be one person.
I would love for your cum to absorb into my cheeks.
You should run for office with that voice.
A what?
I enjoy what? That voice. It's goofy.
Run for office.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Is that what you said?
Like a weird character.
With that
yeah.
voice. Yeah, that's a real politician's voice.
Yeah.
You sound like a fat old grosso.
It's almost like borderline the wah 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 of Charlie Brown. Like just like it's a very like weird.
It's such a strange. We should run for office where though? In what imaginary world? I guess would that be a star? That's like would be that'd be the only like step up from what we have now, which is just like how about someone that doesn't speak English?
Yeah, exactly.
How about someone that cannot speak intelligibly any language and cannot communicate?
You know what? Maybe that's what I'm secretly hoping for. I'm like, oh, that would be such a relief.
We get it. You're an anarchist. You're a mad 15-year-old. We get it.
I'm sorry. I have to get back. How did Corinne suck a dick after she had her wisdom teeth out? Close enough to having her wisdom teeth out.
Oh, I think
she got dry socket.
I believe it was like immediately after having her wisdom teeth out. But I would have to consult old guys we fucked episodes, and I'm not going to do that.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty insane story. It's a very Corinne moment.
Well, but I mean, sometimes like if you're in pain, then you do what feels good. And then sometimes it feels good to have a dick in your mouth. Maybe it's like a pain distraction thing.
Here's the thing. But like the pain is also in your mouth.
But
the pain is an open wound.
I know,
in your mouth.
But logically now, and I mean, just for the sake of argument.
Mm-hmm.
The pain's in your mouth. There's a hole in your mouth. You want to
fill the hole
with human plasma. So in theory, you could justify that. Maybe she was with some guy who lied and he was like, I know what'll fix that.
Like the sore throat argument. Like, oh, you got a sore throat?
Yeah.
Swallowing one of my hot loads will help.
Yeah. Fucking dudes are like so gross.
I know.
Just like, oh, you got it. I can fill that hole. I got something that could seal that for you. Oh, did you just do a hard leg workout? You need a little protein recharge? I get some protein for you.
Gross. I do have to start gargling with salt water tonight, so maybe.
Just throw some cum in there.
I'll be like, babe.
Could you jerk off?
I still am scared to put your dick in my mouth, but just could you just cum in this cup? And I'll squish it around like, oh, it's disgusting. Ugh.
I do think that they just... If I'm recalling correctly, I think that the doctor did just not give her the proper warnings on the way out of like no straws.
Don't
like
suck.
They just weren't firm and clear when
I think that they probably didn't say explicitly don't suck a dick.
Yeah.
Right? It's like don't suck out of a straw or smoke anything. But they didn't explicitly say smoke pole. They didn't say you can't smoke pole.
That's right. The beauty of comedy podcasts, is that we're giving real advice to the people. Don't suck dick, you'll get dry.
You can't suck anything.
Yep.
You can't, it's the, because it's not so much even like the smoking. It's not like.
Yeah, cigarettes are good for you. So we want to get
everyone that. Knows that. Smoking weed is good for you.
Right.
Because I thought it was like the smoke.
No, it's the inhaling.
Because that would make sense to me. But it's not, that has something to do with it. But not the dry socket thing. It's just like the. I'm scared to do it. I did that. Preston made me soup and I kind of like slurped the soup and I got scared. I'm so paranoid.
Yeah.
Well.
No, but that's better
to be paranoid.
That's better to be paranoid.
Caution, do it right.
Because I know people that have had it and it's like, horrifying.
It sucks.
Well, and then also, like, I'd have to go back down to Orange County.
Yeah, it's a drag enough to get your teeth pulled. Like,
yeah, no, the dry sockets thing, that's the one, because with a lot of other injuries, you're like, well, like, every time I'm taking antibiotics and they're like, don't drink, and you're like, fuck you. Like, I've never...
You know, medical advice.
I've never... Yeah. When I've been given antibiotics, I don't think I've ever... Until this... Right now is the longest time I've ever gone without drinking. I've been given medicine and been very sick and like, you cannot drink with us. And I'm like, you got it, doc.
Yeah.
But except...
Oh, I think everyone has.
Yeah, everybody. But with the only one time... Yeah, because... And the one is you're just like, but tequila's okay, right?
Yeah.
But tequila's good because it doesn't turn to sugar.
Yeah. And they're like, that's not what we're doing here.
Yeah. We're not doing a cleanse. I'm like, okay, I know we're not. But what if we were doing a cleanse?
Yeah. Which is healthy.
Right.
And antibiotics are healthy. So if you think about it.
Right. Tequila is a vegetable.
No, I'm not, ma'am, I'm not thinking about this. Don't drink. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wink.
Yeah.
Why did you just wink at me? I didn't. Wink.
What are you doing? I'm not winking.
Get out of this urgent care.
I'm not winking. Get it? Get it, doc? Yeah. We get it. You're an alcoholic.
Go. Here. I'll buy. Here's $10. Get a drink.
The dry sockets thing, though, when I had mine yanked out, because I had two it pulled at the same time.
What are we talking about here? What age?
I don't know. A couple, like, 4 or 5 years ago, just some teeth that were rotting.
I knew her.
Yeah. It was good.
I'm bored. I'm bored even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you there? Were you her support system when she had her teeth pulled?
I didn't know she had her teeth pulled. And then I just like saw her at a mic, I think.
Yeah. I keep my troubles to my goddamn self. I didn't smoke for 3 days and I didn't tell a goddamn person.
No, you did. She told me because I was like, oh, that's great. You can quit smoking now.
Yeah, that was funny. And I was like, okay, loser. Sure, whatever. I would never quit smoking. I mean, I will at some point. It's not good for you. Sam, if you're listening, we're going to quit smoking one day. That's our cessation expert.
I haven't had a cigarette in 4 days.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. How do you feel?
I'm trying to keep this up. I feel great. And this is, by the way, well, yeah, I feel great. I have a hole in my face. This is why friends are all assholes and none of us need them. My neighbor hit me up and she's like, last night, she's like, you want to have a cigarette out front? And I was like, no, I got a fucking tooth pulled yesterday. And she was like, so what's your point? And I was like, I'm really scared of dry socket. I don't want to get dry socket. And she goes, oh, I got dry socket. And I wasn't even smoking then. So her argument for me to have a cigarette was like, yeah, but like you can get it without even smoking. So just
like it's going to happen anyway.
Right.
She's like, oh, cool. Thanks for the support. Appreciate it.
She's like, yeah, yeah, you might get dry sockets, but I might have to smoke alone.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And are you even looking cool in your apartment right now? Are you just sitting there not smoking?
Right.
Ugh.
What a loser.
Sober? Ugh. You're not even smoking weed. You're eyedroppering it into your mouth like a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm about to have you evicted from the building. I don't even want you. I thought you were cool.
I can't believe such a nerd lives in the same building as me. A sober, non-smoking nerd.
You know what? Next time I see you, drop the eye contact. Unless you've got a drink and a cig in your hand. Boy, does that sound good.
So wait, but did you get dry socket?
No. It was great. I didn't get dry sockets. But it was really, that way. I mean, it is scary because like even with drinking water, with anything, you're like.
Yeah. And you should see me eat or drink something because I just tilt my head because I think that helps. Like it's like an instinctual thing.
Right.
Like what Stevens just does all the time. I like drinking water and then just tilting my head so it stays to this side of my.
Yeah. Well, it's like
I've had is soup. So I'm just like pouring little spoonfuls of soup into my left cheek.
But you know, like food can hit it. It doesn't need to be all on one side because I had all four out at once.
I know. Well, that's he told me this was the crazy thing because I was like really scared about dry socket. He's like, well, yeah, I mean, like, don't use a straw today. Don't smoke today if you can avoid it. And I was like, you're being very lax about this. Like everything I've read online is like crazy. And he was like, yeah, I mean, it's better to be overly cautious. But he's like, I mean, you could. Well, because I thought I could only eat like broth for 3 days. I was like, there's no way I can like chew stuff. And he's like, yeah, I didn't eat. No, don't eat on that side today. You'll be fine tomorrow. But I'm still, I'm like, I have a fucking hole. I don't get food.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have a whole side of your face that works. I mean,
yeah, but it's still scary because if you think food's going to get caught in there, plus, I mean, let's be honest. The dentist, he's like, I mean, don't use a straw. Don't smoke. Like, if you can avoid it, you're like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, I mean, you'll for sure get dry sockets. But like, if you come back, that's double my money.
True. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And he knows, I mean, his whole life is telling people to not do those things and then watching them come back.
He just gets like, the new iPhone comes out and he's like, oh, 100%. You know what? You smoke. You can do. Actually, it's better if you do smoke.
Yeah, it helps. It helps.
Right.
It helps the healing process.
Right.
Smoke. Here's a straw. You thirsty?
Yeah. It helps it get stronger, actually. It's like, it's, yeah. You know, he's like, I listen to jammers. I hear you guys talking about eating your own shit to get this is the same thing.
This is the same thing. If you have your nerves and bone exposed to air.
Right.
So Wendy, I called Wendy and she answered. And the first thing I said was, are you outside? Because she is wearing a full scarf and a beanie.
Yeah.
Complete with like the weird fucking fluff ball on the top.
I know. Well, you know, I'm trying to be...
But no, she's just sitting in her apartment.
I'm sitting in my apartment. I'm wearing this and a bikini. Thank you so much. No, I'm using my cat as...
Well, it's fun to mix the seasons.
Right. You know, I don't want to like... I don't like to follow the trends. I like to create my own trends.
We have a great sense of style. Everyone knows that.
We have a good sense of style. People should... I mean, look to us, you know.
Oh, look to us for... Well, want to know what's going to be cool this summer?
Right.
Listen to jammers.
Yeah. Look, no, we don't just have tips on how to not get dry sockets in your face.
We also have tips on how to stay warm in your bikini.
Right. Because yeah, that's the number one thing. When I every summer, I'm like, man, I love this bikini, but I always get cold at the beach.
Okay, so maybe you shouldn't listen to us for style advice per se.
Yeah. No. Well, geez. I mean,
sorry. Wendy just flipped her little fucking puffball.
Would it make it easier to record this out if I was not in full, like I'm sitting out in the snow?
Yes, it looks like you are sitting out in the snow.
Too bad.
You know where you can get some really cute winter wear, Wendy?
Where, Megan?
ModCloth.
Hold on.
ModCloth.
Say it again for the people in the back.
That's right. I'll say it a third time. ModCloth.
Yeah. We have to say it a third time because we've been talking to each other for close, like a little over 5 years, and we still don't know how to not talk over each other. So,
What?
Excuse me?
What? Come on. Let's get it together. I want to go shopping.
I know.
I do. I have the ModCloth website up right now.
I've been looking at it, looking for other just other like good like bikini scarf combos.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like they have so much cute winter wear, Wendy. I don't know, you should be actively ordering more hats with puffballs on them.
I know.
As we are recording this out.
They have cute. First of all, here's what I love about ModCloth. And look. They are a sponsor and they did give us copy to read, but this is what I'm about to say is sincere. So get ready, pull out your handkerchiefs.
We're not lying to you like the rest of those podcasts doing ads.
Yeah.
We truly love our sponsors.
Right. What I really like
is hang out with them, not on the podcast.
Right. Their stuff is really vintagey. I like it because just the style of it, I like the look of it. It's vintage. It's like vintage-y looking clothes, but they're not actually from a vintage store. So they're not like falling apart and haunted by the last person that wore it.
See, I love a good haunting, as we all know.
Right.
But I do not like my clothes haunted.
No.
That's where I draw the line.
Right.
So that's why ModCloth's great because nothing comes with ghosts.
Right. Yep. It's all ghost free. So it was freshly made.
That's a guarantee.
It looks. Oh, I said, your feed froze. Steven, don't cut that. Leave a long, awkward pause so people have time to go on the ModCloth website during the ad.
Exactly. So with us, I've been doing ModCloth for a long time.
I know. You're the one that told me.
Because we actually have a very good friend who works for ModCloth.
Yeah.
Meredith. We're talking to you. But no, ModCloth is... It's really reasonably priced and they have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm, for example, I am getting myself. They've got this bag. I don't even want to say it because I'm scared people are going to go buy it and I won't be able to get it. But it's called the Camp Director Zipped Tote. And
what bag are you getting?
The Camp Director Zipped Tote.
Ooh, I'm going to look that up. Later, not on the ad. This is a 12-minute ad. I'm like, see?
No. Do it just like on the episode when I Google stuff while we're recording.
Oh, actually,
but it's
I'm
super
in the
cute and I'm getting. We're just talking. This is our video feed's like way bad.
Right. Yeah, let's put it on the video feed. We're both actively on the website. And I, because what I was going to say is, oh my God, I was on accessories and I see that bag and that's really cute. That's so cute.
It's super cute. And I'm getting one for myself and I'm getting one for a friend.
Nice. Yeah, they're really cute. Well, these earrings are cute. The gift earring set. It's called the Greatest Gift Earring Set. They look like those little stick-on bows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the other thing. They have a ModCloth party boutique. So you can specifically like look up stuff for holiday parties.
Yeah.
Such as like cute festive jewelry or like a cute festive dress.
Yeah, no, it's really cute. And the other thing, one of the things, my favorite things about ModCloth is when you're shopping. So the website, super easy to use. My favorite thing about it though is that you can pick. So when you go into the different, whatever category you're looking for, you know, clothes, shoes, accessories, whatever, they have, because there are all these different drop-down tabs that other websites have. Like you could pick by designer or if you want a sleeveless dress or a knee length or whatever. My favorite thing about ModCloth is they have a color wheel, like a color chart. So you can click,
yep.
Like if you're like, I need a mauve something. And that's, because I'm just thinking about what kind of a bikini.
Mauve?
Yeah.
Mauve.
I like.
Oh, that is Wendy's favorite bikini color. Mauve. Is mauve.
Look at, first of all, mauve is a very in color, and I think it's a night, and you're not going to find it a lot of times. So you can look for a mauve-ish thing, and you click on that, and they have a rainbow wheel. There's one, it's one little circle color, and it's just all the different colors in one circle.
I'm literally on the website, and when we finish recording this ad, I am going to finish filling up my cart with a bunch of stuff, and luckily, I get to save a little cash.
How are you going
to
do that?
Because I'm definitely spending $100.
How are you going to do that?
Well, Wendy, if like me, you go on ModCloth and you spend $100 or more, you can enter the code JAM and you get 15% off your purchase. And I'm no mathematician, but that means you spend exactly $100.
Yeah.
You save 15.
Hold on. You're telling me.
I'm telling you.
That if I go on and if you're listening, if you're still listening to this ad and you haven't hit fast forward, you're in on this deal too. You get the same deal that Megan and I do, which is to go to the website, you punch in the promo code JAM, that's JAM, and you get 15% off your purchase. And you, Megan Rice, expect me, a woman in a bikini and a scarf, you expect me to believe that 15% of $100 is 15 whole dollars off?
I know. It sounds crazy, but it's true. Let's take it further. You spend $200? That's $30 off.
Get out of town. Now I feel like you're telling fibs.
I know I'm typically a classic old-timey snake oil salesman with a curly mustache, but not this time.
That sounds crazy.
I took the mustache off. I'm telling facts.
You're telling me that if I go to ModCloth and I spend $200 and I put in the code JAM, J-A-M, I get 15% off and you expect me, you Megan Rice, expect me, Wendy Starling, to believe.
Wendy Starling.
I'm just a woman in a bikini and a scarf. You expect me to believe that 30% of $200 is $30? That's crazy.
I know. Well, it's 15%.
Yeah. Oh, 15. Well, see, God damn it. That would be crazy then. If 30% of 20.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy. Maybe I need another scarf.
I think you should. You know what? I know a great place. ModCloth.com.
Yeah. Go.
And this is the thing. Because we've talked about this on the podcast. Wendy and I are both super hesitant to buy clothes online. Yeah. Because you never really know, unless it's something you already own, it's kind of hard to find a fit. But ModCloth is super good about that because they have a whole team of ModCloth stylists that you can go online and talk to in real time, and they will help you with sizing and styling help.
Yeah.
which is pretty cool because God knows we need style. Well, not Wendy. Wendy's right. All styled up. She looks great.
I'm very.
And they have like, if you're teeny tiny, say you're like the size of a premature baby, don't worry. Sizes start at extra, extra small.
Yeah.
Or say you're the size of the polar opposite of a premature baby.
If you're
baby,
the size of someone.
They have sizes.
Who is either about to give birth to 10 or more premature babies, or you look like you, that's what you feed off of. ModCloth has also got stuff for you.
Extra, extra small to 4X. They've got you covered.
Oh, I'm excited to see how Steven edits this. I hope not at all.
Oh, I hope not at all. You know what, Steven? Let's just dump this week's episode. Just run this ad. It's long enough to constitute an episode. Wait, so you didn't get dry socket, Steven? Are you dead?
No, I didn't. So I had a weird story. So like...
All four at once.
So here was the deal.
That's what they normally do. They fucking pop them all out at the same time.
My one wisdom tooth in the back got impacted my freshman year of college, like immediately. So like I just left home for the first time and I didn't know what to do. And I freaked the fuck out because I was 19 and I just moved away. And I was like, do I need to come home, mom? And my mom was like, no, get your shit together. Find a dentist up there and whatever. So I go.
I love your mom because she hates you.
Well,
but it is funny, like when people get sick, and it's even like you on Tuesday morning. Like when you get sick or you have to go in for something like that, you revert to being a little kid where you just like instantly cry and you're like,
I was crying like a little kid. Yeah. I was crying like a little
kid. Just like, I don't
want to. It's like I was
and
living
in a- like, do you need me to go with you? And I was like, no. No,
I was living in the dorm like, oh, with these two Brazilian kids.
Like, no,
I didn't have any friends yet. Like, I just went to college, you know, and I have to get my wisdom teeth out. So I go to the medical center at the college, and they pretty much hand me a phone book, and they're like, I don't know, look up a dentist, find one that's close. And I was like,
What a good college. Cool.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's an art school, not known for their.
But also, this is a good. This is like. Alert, we're doing something really helpful. This is a good...
Figure it out, kid.
Life
you're an adult.
Skill to have.
Yeah.
Because the dentist, a lot of people don't have insurance. Like, and when I got my teeth pulled, like I had insurance, but I've gone to the dentist since and doctors without insurance. It's not as scary and gnarly as it seems. Mm-hmm.
It isn't. It really... I've seen the same dentist since I was like 10 or 12. That's why I still go down to Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To the dentist. Because he's good and I trust him. And my
comfort.
Hygienist is deaf and I love her. She did say a weird Trumpy thing the other day before she started cleaning my teeth. And I was like, God damn it, Debbie. Okay, whatever.
What did she say?
She just said something. We were talking about the wildfires and then something else. And then she mentioned something about like Mexicans coming here living off welfare. And I was like, that's what she said in so many words. And I was just like, but I can't, you're about to fucking poke at my teeth.
Right, what are you gonna,
things. So that, I'm like, that's actually, like not the moment for me to stand up for my political beliefs.
She actually reads that you're super, super ultra liberal, but knows she's about to fuck with your face. So you're not going to say anything back to her.
Oh,
that's
100%.
Her move.
So I'm just like, yep, those Mexicans. Oh, right. Please don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Please don't hurt
me. I'm going to put you in the most vulnerable position, open up this orifice, and shove a wall in your face.
Yeah. The Holocaust never happened. Like, shut up!
God damn it, Debbie.
Yeah, so that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah. So when I came out, so they put me under for surgery, I came out, my wisdom teeth is out, and I have a swastika tattoo.
It's crazy, on the roof of my mouth.
Right.
So anyways, about the insurance part, I don't have dental insurance. I have medical, I don't have dental.
Who does anymore?
It was $480. It'd be super. I mean, that's a lot more money than they'd like to spend, but like, to pull a fucking tooth, and I got my yearly cleaning. Because usually I go to the dentist once a year. It's like $120 to get my cleaning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is cheaper than if I had dental insurance. Or
Correct. It's
about the same. So it's like, what's the point?
Yep. Yeah. So when I...
Floss.
So I look in the phone book, and I find this doctor, Dr. Hart. And I like went to his office or whatever. And I remember going there, and this is a fucking 19-year-old
mistake. I do want to just point out to the listeners.
Okay.
I want to hear about your teeth getting pulled out. No. I just want to point out, I hope everyone did pick up on the fact that when Stephen went to his college to find out about a dentist, they handed him a phone book.
All right. No, I know.
I just want to,
because he's 337 years old.
I'm a million years old. I get it. Thanks for romping on that.
It was phone book.
With that's like Google.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like Google, but on paper.
With yellow paper.
Yep.
Thin yellow paper.
So I Googled the highest Yelp reviewed dentist in the neighborhood.
Kids, Yelp didn't exist then.
I looked on Alta Vista.
You had to talk to friends.
I had to pick up the phone and call offices.
I had no friends. Ugh. So
we know that we were trying to like make you look good because we felt bad.
You're not trying to make me look good. Old. I do not trust you. God damn it. Actually, much like Dr. Hart, I do not trust you. Yeah.
So you're flipping through the old phone book.
So I flip through the old phone book. I find the first doctor. He's right there. Very obvious that this guy's scam is that he just like tells young college kids that are freaked the fuck out and having tooth pain what they need to get. And it is very expensive. And
he's like,
your insurance,
you have AIDS in all of your teeth.
Cover it.
Yeah.
So I go there and he's like, your tooth is very impacted. And I think we actually need to handle this tonight. And you should get all four of your teeth out because this is going to keep happening. And so I'm like freaking out. So I like call my mom and my mom's like, it's okay. It's fine. Whatever. And she's like, we can just have him take all your teeth out. Whatever. So he like did the Novocaine, put on Dumb and Dumber and fucking ripped all my teeth out of my face.
Wait, he did it with no, he didn't knock you out?
No, I didn't get knocked out. I just got the Novocaine for all four teeth.
Oh my God.
And I assume they were not out of your gums.
No, they were, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the logistics of it. I don't remember. They didn't shatter or anything like that. Like he definitely pulled them out his whole teeth. But
that is fucking crazy.
They didn't knock you out. It's funny because I talk to people about their wisdom teeth stories. And then in hindsight, I'm like, oh, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's really, but, and especially like late at night, like where was it? Picture like, it's just like,
it was in
his van.
I mean, no, it's.
Yeah, and his van, one of those old school conversion vans. Did you know anybody whose parents had those? Those were so cool that had like the TVs.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh, I did know people because half of my childhood was growing up in the Mormon church. So I am very familiar with conversion vans.
What is it with conversion vans and Mormons?
Because it's like a fucking house.
Because they have 800 of them.
Yeah. They got everyone at a trampoline.
We
got
to talk about that. We can't forget to talk about that.
Oh. I've been thinking about that.
Have you watched it?
Nope.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
I've been thinking about that since
Steven,
we...
finish your story.
Yeah, since we
so
did
can
the,
talk about...
Yeah, we did the... When we did the Care of ad on last week's episode, which by the way, and I'm going to just plug them again. Have you got the stuff yet?
No, and I'm supposed to get it either today or tomorrow.
Dude, when you get... I'm excited to hear...
I'm so excited.
...how you like ashwagandha. Cause I got rhodiola, which I've been taking in the morning, and it's an energy. Cause they have adaptogenic herbs on there. Ashwagandha. I mean, I have that at home now. I love that. That and holy basil. Yeah. They're fucking phenomenal. It helps anxiety. Like it's the best.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. And this works out cause I'm not smoking. I'm not drinking right now. I'm going to get my vitamins today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to start doing yoga every morning. I'm not.
No,
I'm not. But like,
yeah,
but I could. But what I'm saying is I could.
If you wanted to, you could. You're going to feel like you, I swear to God, with ashwagandha, you're going to feel like you did a yoga class. Like it's the I can remember taking all the shit when I worked at Whole Foods.
I'm going to feel annoyed.
Yeah, you're going to be annoyed and all your pants are going to be inside of your pussy. You're going to be annoyed and surrounded by man buns. That's what happens. You take ashwagandha. It's a hallucinogenic.
Yeah, Preston just has a man bun all of a sudden. Oh, that'd be terrible.
But no, when we did that ad, we did get sidetracked and talked about a new Mormon show, which we're going to talk about later when we talk about conversion vans. But let's go back to you getting surgery from a potential sex offender.
Potential?
Yeah.
From a sex offender.
I don't... And Dumb and Dumber, that's very predatory.
It was weird. It was weird.
Also, wouldn't you not want to put on something that would make a person laugh while pulling their teeth out of their face?
Yeah, that's what I...
Because we all know, it's scientifically impossible to watch Dumb and Dumber and not...
Yeah.
Especially when you're fucking, like, a freshman in college.
Right.
Exactly.
It's funny now.
Yeah.
So you're saying I'll do the whole movie, but I love I throughout the day, multiple times a day, I'm like, always like, so you're saying there's a chance. I love that movie. What if he would have shot me in the face? That's another good one.
That is another good one.
I think about that often.
Why didn't our Dumb and Dumber quote podcast take off?
Because those are the only two we know.
So yes, this doctor ripped all four of my wisdom teeth out of my face at 7-8 o'clock in the evening in his weird office in downtown Boston, and it was a super sketchy ordeal. Shout out to Dr. Hart. I will never forget his weird creepy name.
What did the office look like?
It was, where in Boston was
legit
it?
Legit and very expensive. It was downtown foofy ass Boston. So I was like, how bad can it be? He's got a real expensive place.
Downtown, but then, where? Like in Beacon Hill?
Downtown, like Mass Ave. Yeah. Like where Berkeley was. Like,
yeah, you know, people with a lot of money and fancy apartments never do anything shady to get their money.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wendy.
That's exactly.
Yeah. This person's got a lot of money, so they've got to be on the up and up.
Right. Yeah.
They're in a nice apartment. There can't be anything going wrong.
Did
here.
He give you like hardcore drugs?
I
please
don't.
Somebody just gave you like Motrin.
I don't. That's what
my dad was just like, pop a couple of Motrin.
I think he just did the prescription ibuprofen. I don't think he gave me anything super crazy, but I didn't get dry sockets. I healed up okay. I'm all right. I'm here today.
How long did it take for you to heal?
It was like, I feel like I got it done on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and it took me the rest of the week.
How much weight did you lose?
Not a ton. I was on still in my college meal plan. So I was like, oh, I guess I'll just eat ice cream and like whipped cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like healed basically, right? Even though it feels weird still.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's just a strange sensation to have like, to have a hole in your face. It is a weird sensation, but like, yeah, it's healed. Get out a straw. I went,
yeah, get out a straw and a cigarette.
No, give it 2-3 days, but I think you're okay.
Before you Google this, you should probably have a shot of tequila just to like relax you. And then let's start making decisions. You haven't eaten for a day, so let's drink some tequila and then start making medical decisions.
Okay, initial healing period usually takes about 1 to 2 weeks.
Oh, longer than we thought.
Yeah, much longer.
I mean, yeah.
Seven to 10 days.
Give it like a week.
Yeah, give it a week.
But the chewing thing, that was one thing that was weird is when I got my teeth pulled, like I actually had, this is when I was in Florida. I did not have dental insurance and I'd never had a cavity or had a tooth pulled. And I remember it was like a wisdom tooth or it was something, but it was like impacted, but like I had very little pain. But I felt like a weird pressure and I didn't know what it was. And I was chewing gum and I'm chewing gum and all of a sudden I feel a crack and there's something and it was a piece of my tooth came off in my gum.
Whoa.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Which tooth was it?
It was in the back. So it may have been a wisdom tooth or a molar or something, but it might've, I mean, I forget even what it was, but I remember that happened. And then I didn't, and I was, and this is the thing too. I think people are so afraid of the dentist and they're like afraid that it's going to be $1 million.
Yeah.
And I had that same irrational fear that I remember that tooth, it came up in my gum and then I just didn't. And I was like, holy shit. And I didn't bleed, nothing bled, but I like felt and I saw that like a piece of my tooth had just cracked and fallen off. And so I freaked out. And instead of doing what your mother suggested, which is what I should have done, which is find a dentist, clear my throat, excuse me. I just chewed on the opposite side of my mouth. And for like probably close to 4 months, I did not get anything done.
Were you in pain all the time?
No, but I just had this mental block. And I remember, and I know for sure it was on my left side because I now still have to remind myself, chew on the left side of your mouth. So for four months, I only chewed on the right side of my mouth. And I did the head tilt thing when I drank. And I lost like, I don't know, probably like 5 or 6 pounds. But I never did.
One byproduct of American healthcare.
But I never did anything. And that's it. But it's, there's this weird mental block, I think, with the dentist where people think it's scary. I think, I don't know.
Well, it's scary. And when shit's wrong, it's expensive.
Right.
But this is because people are more scared, which is funny to me. People are more scared of the dentist than the doctor, which is crazy because, like, you're going to find out way scarier shit from the doctor than you are the dentist.
Yeah.
Like the doctor will tell you have cancer. The dentist will just be like, you have a cavity. Like,
right.
Like, yeah. It's a lot, it's way less gnarly to get bad news from a dentist.
Right.
I think there's something about the
and
way.
And your dentist will be like, hey, so good news. Everything's great. You're totally healthy, but you have like a really small mouth.
It's real gross. It's weird. We're going to take some teeth out to make it more normal.
But what were you going to say, Stephen?
There's something about.
Look how polite. But he didn't cut you off.
There's something about like the visual of the dentist. You know what I mean? Like I have the
Steve Martin
memory,
from Little Shop of Horrors.
The sound.
The horror movie, The Dentist.
The sound of having my teeth pulled is in my brain forever. I don't have another
medical procedure. That's
because
that guy did it with the chainsaw. That's because the guy that pulled your teeth out was drunk.
That guy was Steve Martin from Little Shop of Horrors.
It was wild.
Yeah, that's why Dumb and Dumber, he wasn't laughing because the movie was playing, but the only sound was metal like clashing against his teeth.
Yeah.
Well, I also think the reason people get freaked out of going to the dentist is because it hurts, and it hurts because people don't take care of their fucking teeth.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I mean, I didn't do that for many years. I never floss or do anything, but now I'm like religious about it because partially I don't have dental insurance, so I don't want anything to go wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, if I just... And people bitch about it being expensive. I go once a year and it's $100.
Yeah.
It's $120. Like women pay that to get their hair done every month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's getting a mani-pedi twice or three times in a year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so it's worth it to just go and then brush your teeth twice a day, which I don't even do all the time, but I floss and I like keep my teeth pretty okay. And I go and they're like, your teeth look great. Nothing's wrong with them.
Yeah.
Because it's when people don't go to the dentist. Because that's everybody I know, like, didn't go to the dentist for 7 years and then they need a fucking root canal. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, yeah, you didn't take care of your teeth and you didn't go to the dentist for 7 years.
Right.
Yeah. Like, when people don't go to the doctor for 7 years, people are like, I can't believe you haven't been to a doctor.
Right.
But nobody says that about the dentist. They're like, good for you. They're gross.
Yeah.
Pretty guilty of this.
When's the last time you went to the dentist?
I'm sure you are.
It's been 3 years.
I haven't been to the dentist in a year and a half. And you just went. That should be our challenge. We should everybody
go to the challenge.
Yeah.
Go to the dentist. That's actually a really good challenge. Fucked up your teeth. That's a really good challenge. And again, it's not as expensive as you think. Cause that was the worst it was. I went when I hadn't gone in 4 years. And I went back to the dentist. And maybe it was like 3.5. And I got a cleaning and they had to do x-rays. And I had 2 cavities. And that was like $600-something.
Yeah.
So that was expensive.
Right.
But
compared, and also you have to remember and not to keep, and I swear to God, we're not getting like an extra kickback, but I care. I'm so into, Megan and I are both really into the supplements and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I spend money on like, I do apple cider vinegar. I take certain supplements every day just because you don't get enough of it from your food. I take things like spirulina. I take the herbs and like the, you know, the calcium and the care of and not to keep, but on it, it's fucking so nice because it's everything all in one. And I've been doing that every day since I got it and it's phenomenal. But like that kind of stuff, a lot of people go, I'm not going to spend, they're like, ugh, I'm not going to spend like, you know, $50 or $100 a month on supplements and vitamins. But it's like, that's preventative care or even like a gym membership. People are like, I don't have $39-$49 to spend on a gym membership, or I'm not going to take the time to exercise. But it's like that those couple $100 a month, you're investing in your body so that you don't have a crazy medical bill down the road.
Yeah. And make that time to do stuff.
It's 100% worth it. And the thing with the dentist, because even the $600, if you think about it, those are your teeth in your fucking face. It's not
forever.
An outfit.
Exactly.
It's not shoes. If you think about this, if you're like, I don't want to spend $600. Okay. Imagine your teeth start falling out or like you lose a tooth in the front of your face. You would freak the fuck out. So it's worth it to just, and most of these places, you could just lie and not pay anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll do payment plans. I went to the hospital. Yeah, well. I went to emergency. I had to go to urgent care. Here's another show. Hey, Wendy, why'd you quit drinking? Well, one of the many times I had to go to urgent care because I slipped and fell and fucked up my wrist.
When was this?
A couple years ago.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
Well, I did it once in LA. I severed my ulnar nerve in my thumb on a broken glass. And then here in New York, this was like 2.5 years ago. But I was in the urgent care, and even that, they went in and the bill was like, it was like $1,200. And I was like, I don't have insurance and I can't pay. And they're like, that's fine. Just give us payment plans. And so you can just pay off $50 a month. Like, it's not a big deal. It's doable.
No,
and
I've done that a lot with my
shoulders. And also you have to think about if you don't go and deal like with the tooth thing, like say you go and you have a cavity, because you cannot get it filled. You can be like, no, I don't want to do it today. I don't want to spend the however, $100 or whatever it costs to fill a cavity. But then down the line, that's just going to get worse.
Yeah. And you know, it's
and then you need a fucking root canal. Then you need a tooth pulled out.
Yeah.
Right. And the other thing we forget, and this is what freaked me out. The last time I had work done where I had, it was right before I moved to New York. I was at Whole Foods. And so I still had, I had dental insurance, but even that's why people freak out about not having insurance. But it's like the dental insurance, I remember I paid, it was like $15 a month that I paid into it for every 2 years. But even that, it was still, I still had to pay out of pocket for other stuff. So it's like, just fucking go, even if you don't have insurance, because it's not that expensive.
The deductibles are so high.
Yeah, the deductible, I think my deductible was, even with Whole Foods, my deductible was like $3,500. And they were like, this is,
yeah.
And it was cost me like $800. But I had the tooth and I had all this pain and it was the wisdom teeth. And so when they yanked him out, this is what freaked me out. He was like, because the one was starting to like rot in the back. And so he pulled it out and they fixed it and they had to fill it up. And here's something you don't think about, because we're like, whatever, it's just my teeth. I'll just chew on the other side of my mouth like I did for months. But think about where your teeth are in relationship to your brain. If you get an infection in your teeth, it can fuck with your brain and your central nervous system.
Well, that's you can die.
Yes.
That's people don't think like you can die from having an infection in your mouth.
It's got real intense real quick.
Well, but go to the fucking dentist.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
We know. You go get STD tested every 35 minutes.
Exactly. I need to do that too. I mean, I just, you know, it's like, it just piles up so much. It's like, okay, like my deductibles are terrible and then I'm doing insurance and then that's a fucking cost every week. And then like, or not insurance, I'm doing therapy and that's a cost. Then I dislocated my shoulder and then that's a cost. And it just like adds up so much.
Life is expensive, right?
I know.
Your body is a machine.
I'm not complaining. Like, I know that I need to do these things. But then, you know, to make up for it and to make up all the money, I get really crazy booked up. And then it's hard for me to make times for things like this. And that's really important to build into your schedule.
Right. But if you get really sick or something happens and you're in so much pain that you can't eat and you can't talk and you can't do all that stuff, then you can't do your job to make the money.
But I think I'm living like most people are, where you're one really shitty thing away from being like, ah, fuck.
Right.
You know?
And so a way to prevent
that. That's how everyone's living. Yeah.
That's how everyone is. But you got to think about it preventatively.
Right.
So like if you're like, oh man, I can't, it's like, okay, do a payment plan to go get $150 cleaning or go get a checkup at the dentist where it's going to be $500. That's way less expensive than not doing anything for 10 years and then having some crazy toothache and going in and like maybe, and then you have to have like fucking crazy surgery or worse, you get seriously ill and from a tooth infection.
Cause you don't, and you also don't want to have to pay for anything where you're going to have to get fucking put out.
Right.
Like with anesthesia, because then all of a sudden something that maybe like would be like $1,000 is going to be $5,000 because they're using anesthesia.
Plus you never want to go under anesthesia because you'll never get that high again.
Yeah. Cause, oh,
oh my God. Have you been knocked out?
Twilight's the best. I love Twilight.
Yes. Oh my God.
I love Twilight.
I can remember the two times that the Twilight, and then I got cough syrup with codeine once. When I took the cough syrup with codeine and then when I went under Twilight, I was like, oh, I fully get heroin. I never understood heroin. My brother was a heroin addict for years. Mm-hmm. I never understood it because I'm like, I'm more attracted to uppers because it's like, we have shit to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I'm the same way, but it is. I mean, I still don't get it because I'm like, but it's nice every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like I'd be a really good casual heroin addict.
Right. If there's
said every heroin addict.
Yeah, exactly.
Like heroin, like
just like once a month, take a couple days. You know, lose a note to heroin.
With my buds in the park.
You're doing heroin on a Tuesday? Relax, I work the weekends. Tuesday's my Friday.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah, so these are good tips.
Yeah.
Heroin is okay once a month. And go to the dentist.
And do heroin once a month.
Yeah. Those are good tips.
Yeah.
These are good tips. Steven, don't shake your head. He looks like he doesn't believe these are good tips.
Yeah.
You know what? I think he's honestly more upset about the dentist tip than he is the heroin one.
He's way more upset that we're making him go to the dentist.
It's when someone tells you something that you know is right and you're like, yes, I know. I need to get new glasses. I need to go to the dentist. I just, you know, lay off, Mom.
Whoa, new glasses. Okay, dude. Apparently you're projecting because we didn't say shit about your glasses.
No, I know. I'm just thinking. Jesus. I am thinking about all the health things that I need to do, and I'm bummed because I'm like, oh, it's the holidays. That's what I'll do with my holiday.
I'm excited it's the holidays.
And you know what? You need to change your fucking attitude, because if you're going to say that's what you're going to do with your holiday money, you're lucky that you get holiday money.
You're right.
A lot of people don't have the, like, oh man, my parents and people are going to just like give
me
money.
Wait, you get holiday money from your parents?
No. But I'm just like looking at my year-end budget. And like when I'm thinking about things that because your family, I don't know if your family does this, but like my family.
I don't have a family.
Your family is not. But my family's always like, they're trying to like get you something.
I don't
they're
have a family and I can't nice. Spit.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear
can't
you
suck a dick. I don't have parents.
I'm so mad I could spit.
Worst day ever. I can't even do that.
Well, you can always make fun of me.
We are.
Thank you, Steven.
Yeah. Say it in that night. That's one fun activity we can do with or without a straw.
Straw makes it better, but I mean,
yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. I'll get back to you next week.
Yeah. Look, Megan's high on weed. You're mad because you're getting money for the holidays that you have to spend. I'm so mad I got to spend all this extra holiday money on my teeth. Okay. Relax.
What would you spend it on, Steven? I'm curious about.
It's not that. It's just. It's more like, you know, when your family is like, well, what do you need for Christmas? Because especially because my family knows that I just moved out.
Again,
and like,
he keeps asking me like, you know, shit. In your family,
okay,
it's
right.
really, it's
I mean.
So rude.
Does anyone know what I mean? Does anyone relate to me anymore?
I know what you mean. So here's the thing with my, but you know, I like that. I know a lot of people complain and but this is because you're an eternally mad 15-year-old who's like, I want to play the talk like this. So we're just living in a cartoon and there are no laws and there's just anarchy running around. So we know that you're on a different fucking planet.
I'm an anarchist Charlie Brown. Yes.
No.
Oh, he'd love that. Ugh.
Yeah. I'm 36. And one of my favorite things is now my parents go, what do you want for Christmas? Or what do you need for the holidays or for your birthday? Because my birthday's in January. Mm-hmm. So this is my, but I've asked for, I'm getting, but instead of just like, you know, like clothes or just whatever. I'm like, okay, so if you could take one payment off the loan that I owe you, and then I need a soda stream, that would save mm-hmm. me money. And then honestly, if they want me, they like to send me stuff to open. So I'm like, warm socks and underwear. Like, and my mom just gives me her old underwear, which is weird. She's
yeah,
like,
it's really weird.
Every time I go visit her, she's like, do you want some underwear? I've only worn them like a few times, but like, these are cute. She just gives me her love. So.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
So that's what I'm going to do with all my Christmas underwear. My mom sends me her old panties. I wear them and then I sell them for dentist money.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Perfect.
See,
genius.
That feels like I'm more like a soda scream. A soda scream.
Soda scream. Scream?
Oh, wait,
soda
I want that. Scream. Oh, I want that.
I want a soda scream.
I want a soda scream.
Is anybody thirsty? I'll be right back. You walk in the kitchen, you turn on the thing, it's like,
Yeah, that's so much cooler. Can we make that? I think we can make that.
I think
this podcast is that.
Because a soda stream makes not, but this idea is totally different from that. Yeah. I'm just using this as an example.
Yeah.
It makes a noise
right.
when you push the button. It makes like a ksh noise. Mm-hmm. So instead of the ksh noise, it just screams. Oh,
yeah. Dude,
that's fantastic.
A hilarious idea. And we could do it for like all different. We'll just think it like, we could be like, like soda dream. And when you press it, it makes a snoring sound. We could come up with a bunch of stupid shit.
Rhymes. Rhymes.
Yep.
Rhymes. Oh, we didn't talk about the Mormon show.
Why don't we have jobs with dental insurance?
Well, we're not going to need it because with this soda scream company.
We'll have all the money we need.
Yeah.
So we can
have a soda team. And when you push it down, it goes, go fight, win. Mighty, mighty Griffins.
Griffins?
That's where I went to high school. Shout out Los Alamitos.
Yep, definitely your high school mascot.
Yeah. Oh, I want to just keep making up rhymes for this thing. Because we're
going to know you now.
Well, what's your Mormon rhyme? What do Mormons, what's the Mormon soda scream say?
I don't know. I got to think of what's something Mormon-y that rhymes with
more kids. That's every time you, just a kid pops out.
Right.
That's it's not. It doesn't make soda. It makes right. life.
This is going to be real bad, but I'm just, look, this is just, we're spitballing ideas. This is a bad idea, but we'll work from here. No. People listening, this is how it works in an idea room.
An idea room said no one ever. That's yeah. not what it's called. A think tank, I think, is what you want to
say. I was going to say writer's
an room. Idea room.
Yeah. An idea
an
room.
An idea room.
Yeah. It's a safe space.
You've never heard of it. Oh, we keep the soda scream. We keep that in the idea room.
Jammers.
But this is for the Mormon theme soda stream that pops out babies. Soda, no abortions. Yes, yes, yes.